According to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometimes great wisdom comes from little children. They have a lot to teach us and help us to ask a lot of questions. I remember in visiting a first grade class, they were talking about the death and resurrection of Christ and leading to Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And there were various questions on what really happened at that Pentecost. And all of a sudden, a little girl raised her hand and she said, why did Jesus promise to send a parakeet after death? And she said, you know, I have a little parakeet at home. And so somebody else in the class said, no, it was a dove. Then someone very wise said, you mean paraclete, not parakeet. Paraclete. And that is the word that Jesus uses in the gospel. I will send you a paraclete. It is a Greek word. And the word means one who stands at your side, one who is your comforter and your advocate. I will send you a paraclete, one who stands at your side and walks with you and will be your advocate. We might say during the time of Jesus, as he's talking about with the apostles and the disciples, his death and resurrection, and he's scaring them, as he's talking about all that, why does he promise to send them a paraclete or a spirit? He knew that after his death and resurrection, that the apostles would be totally confused. They were in great distress because he had died, and they thought that he was to be the Messiah of the world. And they couldn't figure out at that point what was his mission. And they were in grief. And so what do? They go into hiding. They go into this upper room and lock the door and hope that no one ever finds them. And they forgot about the paraclete. They forgot about the spirit. And all they could think of was their own fear and grief. In today's gospel, my sisters and brothers, Jesus talks about that. He talks about this with his disciples when he says that he is leaving. He will go through death and resurrection. He said, I am leaving, but you will not be alone. I will be with you in a different way. And then Jesus in today's gospel compares it to as a woman gives birth. She goes through the pain of labor in order to celebrate with joy new life. And so he's asking the disciples to be with him in his pain of death, but he will call them to new life through his resurrection and also in sending the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Them that they will need the Spirit to grasp this and to understand what his mission and what his ministry was all about. They will need one to walk with them and to be their comforter and their advocate. Well, Jesus said all of this, but as we know, the apostles didn't get it. They went into that hiding place, they locked the doors, hoping that they would never be found. They were hiding. Who was there? the apostles. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was invited to be in that room with them and to pray, and other disciples, women and men, who were people of great faith. And what do they do in that upper room as they have the doors locked? They wait. They wait. Very aware of their own confusion, very aware of their sense of hopelessness. Has he done all this and called us for nothing? And so they wait. And they remember that Jesus had promised that in his time he would send the Holy Spirit. And so they wait. And they wait. And they wait. And yes, it was in God's time, not in their time. Not according to their plan or their calendar or their watch. But it was in God's time that he sent the Holy Spirit to fill them, to take away their grief and their fear, and to fill them with the Spirit so that they could go forth and bring that same Jesus to others, filled with the Spirit, the Paraclete, to walk with them. My sisters and brothers, you and I are invited for the next 9 days to enter into that upper room. And through imagination and through prayer, we are invited to enter into that room and to see the disciples, the apostles, men and women of faith, and to see Mary with them. May I suggest that as we do that in the imagination of prayer, that we begin to feel their sense of loss and fear. We begin to feel their sense of hopelessness at first. And then that hopelessness and that fear turns to trust. And then they realize, and we realize, as we watch them in that upper room through imagination and prayer, we realize that it was in God's time that he sent the Holy Spirit. During these next 9 days, my sisters and brothers, may I suggest that we not only go to the upper room with the apostles and Mary. You and I are called to find over the next 9 days as we participate in this novena, and not just here at Mass, but in our daily prayer, we are called to find our own upper room. And it doesn't have to be on the second floor. The upper room is any place, whether it's walking in the park, or whether it's in a place in the backyard, or a special chair in the house. That can be the upper room, that place where we can be alone with the Lord. Alone with the Lord. And that we will do that over the next 9 days. And it's not just the upper room of Mary and the apostles, it's our upper room. And as we sit alone in our upper room, to be able to voice whatever it is in our hearts, especially if there are some needs. We all have some fears. And I dare say that at a given time, we all have a sense of confusion about something or other. And as we sit there, we, like the apostles and Mary and the other disciples, we wait. We express to our Lord God our needs, our fears, our confusion, and then we ask for the gift of patience. And that is one of the most difficult things in this life to have, is patience. Because we want everything immediately. We are not good at waiting. And I dare say that that was true for humanity from the very beginning, but it's worse today because of technology and because of the pace that we live and because of the sound and the noise around us all the time. And so we go into our upper room, voicing our needs, our concerns, our confusion, and then we say to the Lord, I will wait. I'm willing to wait. Give me the patience to wait. Give me the trust to believe that you will send your Paraclete, your Spirit, to walk with me. In that moment, as you and I are in our upper room over the next 9 days, for however many number of minutes it is, it could be a few minutes or longer, God will hear us. And he will bless our waiting. God is present, and we are reminded that just like with the apostles and the disciples and Mary, He will answer our prayer. We trust that. We believe that. He will answer our prayer in God's time. In God's time. Not in my time. Not according to my calendar. Not according to what I expect God to be. And sometimes, as we all know, we ask something of God, especially as we face fears and confusion and needs. We ask something of God and it comes. Other times, it does not. And we don't know why. That will always be a mystery, that we don't know why. But perhaps God gives us something else instead of what we ask for. He has promised to give us something. Sometimes what we're asking for is exactly right. And he says, not yet. Not yet. And so over these next 9 days, you and I will wait. We will go into that upper room as did the apostles and the disciples to Mary. And we will surrender to our God and speak very honestly and very bluntly about what's going on in our lives, our needs and fears and confusion. And then we ask for the Spirit that will enlighten us, the Spirit that will free us from fear, the Spirit that will call us to take a dangerous step into something we have never thought of before. And so, my sisters and brothers, Jesus has promised, and Jesus cannot break the promise. Jesus has promised that the Father would send among us the Spirit. And we await that Spirit in our daily lives. We await that Spirit in 9 days when we celebrate Pentecost. But Pentecost in our lives can happen more frequently as we wait in the upper room. What is it that you are waiting for? What is it that you want in your daily life that you really believe God should give you? Join Mary and the apostles in their confusion and in their questioning and in their waiting. We're not waiting for a parakeet, a bird. We're waiting rather for a paraclete, God's Spirit, the one who stands at our side and walks into danger and questions with us, the Spirit that breathes into us and brings us from the labor pains of life to new birth. The Holy Spirit comes to show himself, but let's not forget, my sisters and brothers, in God's time, not in mine, not in yours, not according to my calendar. In God's time. And so what do? We pray and we wait.
Amen.
We stand before the Lord, waiting in trust. We ask our loving God to give the prayers that we bring from our hearts.
When I face temptation, and my strength begins to fail me.
Spirit of fear and reverence, give me the strength not to defile your temple.
When my neighbor's faults and weaknesses are more than I can endure,
Spirit of piety, give me love and patience to accept all things.
The cross I have is more than I can bear.
Spirit of fortitude, give me courage and perseverance.
I am in doubt as to the right course to take.
Spirit of counsel, give me discernment and self-knowledge.
When I put too much confidence in things that pass.
Spirit of knowledge, give me the realization of the one thing necessary.
When the limitations of my finite mind cause me to doubt your revelations.
Spirit of understanding, give me the light to penetrate the mystery within the mystery.
When your presence seems so far away and all is darkness,
Spirit of wisdom, let me feel his arms around me.
Let us also pray this evening for peace as our world continues to experience terrorism, violence, murder, and racism, that we can be instruments of peace. We also pause to of our own particular intentions which words may not be able to express. Faithful God and Father, like the disciples and the apostles of old, we come before you in this upper room, and we bring you our needs and our fears and our concerns. We know that you hear us. Help us to trust you and to be patient with you and with ourselves. And help us to wait. We ask this through Christ.